Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om ajnana timarasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksurunmilitanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dhadati Swapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Momentu Bhuja Vandla Dishabhajam. Chapter 18, text number 57. Ushichi.
我们今天学习《国家梵歌》第十八章第五十七世界。
Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasamatpara buddhi yogam upashritya machita satatambhava.
译文指依靠我进行一切活动，永远在我的保护下做事，这样做奉献服务，充分知觉到我。 要只有圣帕帕的提供。当一个人怀着Krishna知觉行动时，他不会像世界的主人一样去行动，应该像仆人一样，完全在至尊主的指导下行动。仆人没有个人的独立性，他只按主人的命令做事。一个为至尊主人干活的仆人，不受得失的影响。 他只是忠心耿耿地按照主的命令履行自己的职责。现在，也许有人会争辩说， Arjuna 是在Krishna的亲自指挥下行动的，但 Krishna 不在场时该怎么做呢？ 如果按 Krishna 在本书中的指示行动， 或者在 Krishna 代表的指导下行动，那么结果将是一样的。这节诗中的 Mat Para 一词非常重要， 他表示除了为满足 Krishna 而怀着 Krishna 之血活动外，没有其他生存的目的。在这样工作时，应该只想着是 Krishna 让我履行这个职责的。在这样进行活动时，就会自然地想着 Krishna， 这是完美的 Krishna 知觉。应该注意不要把自己随心所欲做的事的结果供奉给至尊主，这种做法不属于 Krishna 知觉的范畴，不是奉爱服务，应该按照 Krishna 的命令去做事，这一点非常重要。 Krishna 的命令是通过使徒传信传下来的，因此应该把灵性导师的命令当作生活中的首要职责。如果一个人找到了一位真正的灵性导师，按他的指示行动，那么这个人就保证能获得 Krishna 知觉，而他的人生保证是完美的。译文：只依靠我进行一切活动，永远在我的保护下做事，这样做奉献服务，充分知觉到我。
Lord Krishna has been explaining, first of all, that he can only be known by devotional service.
首先，主 Krishna 在这里解释了，一个人必须做奉爱服务。
And then, when we render devotional service by doing all kinds of activities for the pleasure of Krishna.
当他做一切活动都是为了取悦至尊主，他就把这个活动供奉给主。
Then we come under the protection of Krishna.
这样我们就来到了主的保护之下。
And Krishna promises to deliver that devotee to his abode.
Krishna 承诺他会使这样的灵魂解脱，使他来到自己的王国。
So in this verse, Krishna is stressing again that we have to be conscious of him.
在这里 Krishna 说我们必须知觉到他。
And Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains how we can be conscious of Krishna.
圣帕帕的在要旨中解释了我们怎么才能够知觉到他。
He says that Arjuna had directly association with Krishna. He was taking instruction directly from Krishna.
其中讲到 Arjuna 是得到了主 Krishna 的亲自的联谊，他从主那边直接的接受了指导。
So how can we know what Krishna wants us to do?
那么我们怎么能知道 Krishna 想要我们做什么呢？
So we have to read Krishna's book, this Bhagavad Gita.
所以我们必须读 Krishna 的书。
We have to hear from Krishna. He's speaking not only to Arjuna, but he's speaking to all the devotees.
我们必须来聆听 Krishna. 他不光是给 Arjuna 讲，他给所有奉献者都讲。
And not only do we have to hear from the Bhagavad Gita, but we have to hear also from the spiritual master, Krishna's representative.
我们不仅要从这本《薄伽梵歌》中来聆听，同时我们还要聆听灵性导师，他是 Krishna 的代表。
The spiritual master instructs us according to the instructions he has received from his spiritual master.
灵性导师根据他自己从他的灵性导师那边得到的指示来训示我们。
The spiritual master is bona fide when he delivers the message which is received through the disciplic succession.
当一位灵性导师他来传达来自使徒传记的讯息的时候，他就是一位真正的灵性导师。
Devotional service has to be performed according to scriptures.
奉献服务必须按照经典来履行。
If we do service for Krishna which is not according to the scriptures, that is simply creates a disturbance to the society.
如果一个人不是按照经典来履行服务，这样子只是给我们的这个社会造成混乱。
So we have to understand this message of Lord Krishna.
我们必须理解 Krishna 的所告诉我们的这个讯息。
The, the instructions of Krishna are passed down through the line of the cyclic succession.
Krishna 的训示是通过使徒传信传递下来的。
And when the message was lost, in course of time, sometimes the cyclic succession will break and the message is lost.
当随着时间的流逝，有时候使徒传信会中断，这个讯息就丢失了。
Krishna gave an example of this in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌第四章中举了一个例子。
He tells how he gave this knowledge to the sun god Vivishvan.
他告诉我们，他是把这个讯息告诉太阳神 Vivishvan.
And then Vivishvan gave this knowledge to Manu.
然后 Vivishvan 把这个讯息给了 Manu.
And then Manu gave to Ikshvaku.
And in
this way, the saintly kings were all getting the message of Krishna.
这样的话，整个那些神圣的国王，他们都得到了 Krishna 的信息。
But in course of time, the message was lost.
但是由于时间的关系，这个讯息被中断了。
So Krishna had to come again.
所以 Krishna 必须再一次降临。
And re-establish the teachings.
重建这个他的教导宗教原则。
So Krishna established this system of the cyclic succession.
所以 Krishna 他重建了这个使徒传信的体系。
And there are four bona fide at the present time. There are four bona fide channels of the cyclic succession.
到现在有四个不同的使徒传信。
And we can take direction through these channels on how to serve Krishna.
我们通过这些途径，我们可以直接知道怎么来服务 Krishna.
So Prabhupada in his purport stresses the importance of hearing from the spiritual master.
所以圣帕帕德在要旨中强调了聆听灵性导师的重要性。
Prabhupada himself took direction from his spiritual master.
圣帕帕德他自己直接是从他的灵性导师那边得到指导的。
His spiritual master had told him that he should try to teach this message to the world.
他的灵性导师训斥他应该把这个灵性的知识传到全世界。
And he told him, if you ever get money, use it to print books.
他还告诉圣帕帕德，一旦自己有钱，就要去印书。
So Prabhupada tried to always follow these instructions of his spiritual master.
所以圣帕帕德总是来追随他灵性导师的训示。
Just like this morning, we were singing the prayers to the spiritual master.
就像早上我们在向灵性导师唱祷文。
The prayer, the Basong Lingsha, we were singing Yashya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado Yashya Prasada Nagati Gatoki.
Basong Lingsha 中我们唱到 Yashya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado Yashya Prasada Nagati Gatoki.
By the mercy of the spiritual man. What's the meaning? Nijadao, Shamaisa, Shijadao. You say, well, when the man, woman chung nigger go, nigger debug, debasha jay, shamaisa. Oh, shamaisa, woman chung go, jintin sao, sham woman do chung nigger go.
Yasapsada, bagwapsado, yasapsada, nagatiko.
Bagwapsado, yasapsada, nagatiko tobi.
Yamuna 可以告诉我们，你们都听。 看书你知道啊，你会读书。
主要的意思就不要你给古罗王，就蹦蹦啊，又爬不爬。
灵性导师，
那我得
就是灵性导师就是萨多。哎，要像尊重他，就要像尊重库什纳一样。所以刚才讲的就是他灵性导师是库什纳的代表。那么每天呢，我们至少应该向他顶拜三次的呀。就这第八，
这是
By the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of Krishna.
通过灵性导师的仁慈。一个人他得到了 Krishna 的仁慈，
只有依靠灵性导师的恩慈，我们才能获得 Krishna 的福音。没有灵性导师的恩慈，在灵修路途寸步难行。我们应该始终的铭记您，赞美您，灵性导师啊，在您的莲花足下，我每天最少的虔诚的顶拜你三次，依靠灵性导师的恩慈。
So if we don't get the mercy of the spiritual master, we don't get Krishna's mercy either.
如果我因此，如果我们没有得到灵性导师的仁慈，同在就意味着我们没有得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
We have to understand what is the mercy of the spiritual master.
我们必须要理解什么是灵性导师的仁慈。
What is Krishna's mercy?
什么是 Krishna 的仁慈？
Krishna's mercy is devotional service.
Krishna 仁慈就是分爱服务。
That we get the opportunity to do some service for Krishna.
我们得到一些服务 Krishna 的机会。
We have no qualification to give service to Krishna.
我们虽然没有资格去给服务 Krishna.
We cannot directly go to Krishna.
我们不能直接去到 Krishna 那里。
Sometimes people say, "No, I'm directly communicating with Krishna."
有时候人们有的人会说我直接和 Krishna 沟通了。
They say Krishna in my heart is telling me what to do.
他说 Krishna 在内心告诉我做什么事情。
But that is not the process described here in Bhagavad Gita.
但是这不是博迦梵歌所讲述的程序。
Krishna described, and here we're learning the process is to go through the spiritual master.
这个程序是通过灵性导师来传递。
The spiritual master shows us how we can serve Krishna.
灵性导师展示给我们，我们怎样来服务 Krishna.
Prabhupada told us what we need, what how we should serve Krishna.
圣帕帕的告诉我们怎么来服务 Krishna.
He taught us how to serve the deity.
他告诉我们怎么来服务神像。
He taught us how to offer the food to the deity.
他告诉我们怎么给神像供奉食物。
He taught us how to chant the holy name.
告诉我们怎样唱诵圣名。
He taught us how to preach Krishna consciousness.
还告诉我们怎么去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Prabhupada said he learned all of these things when he was a child.
圣帕帕说，他其实在一个小孩子的时候就学到了所有这些。
His father was a Vaishnava and taught him all of these things.
他的父亲是一位 Vaishnava, 并告诉他所有这一切。
Taught him how to worship Radha and Krishna.
告诉他怎么来服务 Radha 和 Krishna.
But he learned one other thing from his spiritual master.
但是他从他的灵性导师那里还学了另外的东西。
His spiritual master taught him to print books.
他的灵性导师告诉他要印书。
Because by printing books, they could distribute the knowledge of Krishna to many people.
因为通过印书可以把 Krishna 知识的知识传递给很多其他人。
And now, of course, we do preaching in many other ways. We have also the internet to preach.
现在我们有很多其他的方法来传播 Krishna 知觉，我们还通过这个国际互联网来传递这个信息。
Some people are writing, putting their writings on the internet.
有的人把自己写好的字、写好的信内容，把它传播到这个网上去。
And other people are speaking on the internet to other people in many parts of the world.
有的人他通过在网上给全世界很多人讲课。
So we have to.Approach Krishna through the instructions of the spiritual master.
因此我们必须通过追随灵性导师的训示来接近 Krishna。
Now Prabhupada is our instructing spiritual master。
圣泡帕德是我们的训示灵性导师。
We are reading Prabhupada's books and we are following all of Prabhupada's instructions。
我们阅读圣泡帕德的书，我们追随所有圣泡帕德的训示。
That is not different from following the instructions of Krishna。
这和追随 Krishna 的训示没有区别。
If the spiritual master asks you to do something which is different from what Krishna wants, then you can give up the spiritual master.
如果灵性导师让你做的事跟 Krishna 想要的不一样的话，这样子就可以放弃你的灵性导师。
Just like Bali Maharaj gave up his spiritual master.
就好像巴利大君他弃绝了自己的灵性导师。
Bali Maharaja was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj.
巴利大君他是 Prahlada 的孙子。
Prahlad Maharaj was the son of the demon Hiranyakashipu.
Prahlad Maharaj 他是大恶魔 Hiranyakashipu 的儿子。
So Prahlad was born in the family of demons.
所以 Prahlada 他诞生于一个恶魔的家庭。
And Bali Maharaj was also born in a family of demons.
巴利马哈拉吉同样也出生在一个恶魔的家庭里。
And he had a spiritual master. His spiritual master was Sukra Acharya.
他的灵性导师是 Sukra Acharya.
And Sukra Acharya helped Bali Maharaj to become very powerful to conquer the demigods.
Sukra Acharya 使巴利大军非常有力量，使他能够征服很多半神人。
And they took control of heaven.
他们占领了天堂星球。
Bali Maharaj one time when they were fighting, Bali Maharaj was killed.
有一次他们在打仗的时候，巴利大军被杀死了。
But his guru Sukra Acharya was very powerful and he brought him back to life.
但是他的灵性导师 Sukra Acharya 非常有力量，他使他起死回生。
So Bali Maharaj had a lot of faith in his guru.
所以巴利大军对他的咕噜很有信心。
If someone can bring you back from death, if they bring you back to life again, then you will think, wow, they're very powerful. You have a lot of faith and trust in them.
如果有人能够使给我们另一次生命的话，使我们起死回生，肯定。会认为这个人非常有力量，对他很有信心。
But one day, Lord Vamanadeva came to beg charity from Bali Maharaj.
但是有一天，主 Vamanadeva 来到巴利大君面前，向他祈求布施。
And Sukra Acharya understood that this little Brahmana boy is not an ordinary Brahmana; that he is Vishnu.
Sukra Acharya 知道这个小男孩。不是一个普通的男孩，他是主 Vishnu 的一个化身。
So he told Bali Maharaj, "Don't give him any charity."
所以他告诉 Bali Maharaj 不要给他任何布施。
If you give him charity, he'll take everything from you.
如果你给他布施的话，他会把你的一切都拿走的。
He'll cheat you.
他会欺骗你。
Sukra Acharya was worried.That his disciple Bali Maharaj would lose all of his wealth and power.
Sukra Acharya 担心他的门徒巴利大军会失去所有他所有的力量和财富。
But previously, Bali Maharaj had been told by his guru, by Sukra Acharya, that he should give charity to Brahmins.
但是之前呢，巴利大军曾听 Sukra Acharya 讲过应该给婆罗门布施。
By giving charity to the Brahmins, you will get power.
通过给婆罗门布施就会得到力量。
Because you will please Lord Vishnu.
因为这样会取悦主 Vishnu.
So Bali Maharaj thought, if this Brahmana boy is Vishnu, then he can take everything from me.
所以巴利大马哈拉就想，如果这个小男孩是主 Vishnu 的话，他可以拿走我的一切。
He's supremely powerful.
他是具有至尊的力量。
But he has come to give me the chance to offer charity to him.
但是他却来，他来了，给我有机会能够布施给他。
Bali Maharaj also thought that I will have to die one day anyway, and I can't take my wealth and power with me when I die.
巴利大金同时还想，我总有一天会死的，这些财产我是拿带不走的。
So it's better I give since Lord if Lord Vishnu has come here to get charity from me, I should give it to him.
所以更好的办法是当主 Vishnu 来的时候，我就把这些布施给他。
By giving charity to Vishnu, I will get the greatest benefit.
通过给主 Vishnu 的布施，我会得到最大的利益。
There are many great kings who are famous for being charitable.
有很多国王，他们都以布施而出名。
There's one king called Sibi.
有一位国王叫 Sibi.
No, we have one devotee whose name is Sibi.
我们有位奉献者，他名字也是叫 Sibi.
From this town, yeah.
就住在这个城市里。
Of course, his name is Sibi Das.
当然他的名字是 C.B. Das.
He's not C.B. but he's C.B. Das.
不是 C.B. 是 C.B. Das.
We're talking about C.B. the great king Maharaj C.B.
我们在讲伟大的国王 C.B. Maharaj.
He was very charitable.
他很有布施的仁爱心。
One day his charity was tested.
有一天他的这种布施呢得到了考验。
A powerful bird, a big eagle, came after a little small sparrow bird.
有一次，一个非常有力量的只鸟，它在追逐一个很小的麻雀。
And the little sparrow came to Maharaj Sibi and said, "Please save me! This big bird is trying to eat me."
这小麻雀呢，就到Sibi 大君面前讲啊，请救救我！这大鸟要吃我。
So Maharaj Sibi said, "Don't worry. In my kingdom, whoever comes to me for shelter, I will protect them."
Sibi 大君说，不要担心，在我的王国里，所有的生物都得到我的庇护。
So then the bird came, the big powerful bird came and said, "Where's my food? That bird was for my supper. I want to eat that bird."
所以呢，这大鸟就来了，他就说，啊，那个麻雀在哪里？它是我的晚餐啊。
But Maharaj Sibi said, "No, you cannot eat. You cannot take that bird. He's under my protection."
巴利大这个释大君就说，你不能吃这只鸟，因为它在我的庇护下。
So the bird said, "Then I have nothing to eat." He said, "You have to satisfy me. You have taken that bird."
他说，你把这个，所以大鸟就说，你把这鸟拿走了，但是我就没东西吃了。你必须给我点吃的。
So.Maharaj Sibi said, "I will cut flesh from my body equal to the weight of the sparrow."
所以呢，这个西比大君就说，我会把自己的身体上割下一块肉，跟这个麻雀的重量是一样的。
So he put the sparrow on one side of the scale, and then on the other pan, he started to cut flesh.
所以呢，他接着他就把这个麻雀放到一个天平的一个秤里。然后把那一个秤里呢，就开始割自己的肉放上去。
But no matter how much he cut from his body, the sparrow was always heavier.
但是他身上不管他身上割多少肉，这个麻雀那边还是沉下去。
They had to put his whole body, had to stand himself there to equal the weight of the sparrow.
他必须让自己整个身体都站在这个秤里，然后使。他这个天平能够平衡起来，秤能够平起来。
He was going to give up his whole life just to save a little sparrow.
只是为了救一只小麻雀，他甚至要给出自己的生命。
So he was so charitable.
因此，他是那么的有这个布施的之心。
Actually, these two birds were demigods who had come to test him.
实际上，这两只鸟是都是半神人来考验他的。
And they were just coming to see how how much charity he was willing to give.
他只是想来测试一下这个西比大君，他到底有多少多大的这种布施的。
So they saw he was willing to give up his whole life just to save a sparrow.
所以呢，他只是为了救一只麻雀，他宁可牺牲自己的生命。
So that is the nature of the charitable kings.
这就是一个具有布施之心的国王的天性。
So Maharaj Bali thought it would be proper also for him to give charity.
所以 Maharaj 所以巴利大君想，可能有这个、想到这个故事，他就想，其实应该是给予他们布施是可以好的、恰当的。
But his guru said, "Don't give him. If you give him, you'll lose everything."
但是他的灵性导师说，不要给他，给了他，你的一切都会丧失的。
If you give him, you're disobeying my order, and you will go to hell for that.
如果你给他布施，你就违抗了我的训示，这样你就可以会下地狱。
You have to go into hell. You have to stay in hell.
你必须下地狱，待在地狱里。
So, Bali Maharaj thought, well, what to do? I have to give to Lord Vishnu.
所以 Maharaj Bali 大君就想啊，现在我该怎么办呢？我必须给布施呀。
He said, even if my spiritual master rejects me.I have to follow the instruction to surrender to the Brahmanas and the representatives of the Brahmanas and Vishnu.
他想，即使我违背我灵性导师训令，但是我还是要给婆罗门布施，给 Vishnu 布施。
So Bali Maharaj gave up his spiritual master.
因此，巴利大君他放弃了自己的灵性导师。
And because he gave up.And then Lord Vamanadeva took away everything from him.
因为他放弃灵性导师，所以呢 ，Vamanadeva 就把他的一切都拿走了。
And ultimately, Bali Maharaj had to go into hell.
实际上，这样巴利大君他其实是要下地狱的。
But that hell was a very special hell.
但是这是一个很特别的地狱。
It was more opulent than heaven.
比天堂还要富裕。
And Lord Vamanadeva said, "Don't worry, I'm also coming with you, and I will be your doorkeeper there."
Vamanadeva 说，我会跟你在一起的，我在那里会做你的看门人。
And no one will disturb you.
没有人可以骚扰到你。
So this is an important example of how sometimes even the spiritual master has to be given up.
就是这是一个很重要的例子。有时候灵性导师，我们要放弃灵性导师。
If the spiritual master instructs us not to serve Krishna, then you have to give him up.
如果灵性导师，训示我们不要去服务 Krishna, 那样的话，我们就要放弃这样的灵性导师。
But the spiritual master who instructs us to serve Krishna, we should follow their instructions faithfully.
如果灵性导师训示我们要服务 Krishna, 这样的话，我们应该去追随这样的灵性导师。
Because the spiritual master is not giving instructions for his own sense gratification.
因为灵性导师训示我们不是为自己的感官享乐。
But he is instructing us how we can please the cyclic succession.
而是告诉我们训示我们怎样来取悦这个使徒传系。
And by pleasing the disciplic succession, then we please Krishna.
通过取悦这个使徒传系的，然后我们取悦 Krishna.
So Krishna is telling Arjuna in this verse today, he's telling Arjuna how to perform devotional service.
在这个世界中Krishna 训示 Arjuna怎样来履行奉献服务。
We have to depend on Krishna's mercy.
我们必须依靠 Krishna 的仁慈。
If we're always depending on Krishna's mercy, then we will be conscious of Krishna.
如果我们一直依靠 Krishna 仁慈，这样我们就会具有 Krishna 知觉。
But depending on Krishna means also we depend on the mercy, the instructions of Krishna's devotees and the mercy of Krishna's devotees.
依靠 Krishna 也就意味着我们应该去遵守那些 Krishna 的奉献者的训示。
Krishna's mercy, Krishna's mercy comes also through his devotees.
Krishna 仁慈通过他的奉献者而实现展现。
We have to associate with the devotees.
我们必须和奉献者联谊。
without association with the devotees, then very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness.
没有分散者的联谊，要培养 Krishna 知觉是很难的。
We cannot expect to go back to Godhead without studying the science of Krishna consciousness.
我们不学习 Krishna 知觉的科学，我们不能指望能够回到灵性世界。
We learn many things from the devotees.
我们从分散者那里学习了很多东西。
The devotees teach us how to do things.
分散者教我们怎样来做事。
And sometimes the devotees teach us, we learn from the devotees things we shouldn't do.
我同时有时候我们从分散者那里学习有些事情哪些事情是不能做的。
Yeah, we can see sometimes that we can't think that everything the devotees will do is always perfect and correct. We don't think that.
我们并不是并不是看到所有分散者做的事情都是完美的，我们不应该这样想。
We know devotees have faults.
我们知道分散者也会犯错。
We're trying to be devotees, but we're not perfect yet.
我们努力成为分散者，但是呢，还不完美。
But we have to appreciate that they are also trying to be devotees, although they have some faults.
但是呢 即使其他奉献者还有错误但是我们必须欣赏他们他们是奉献者
Just like in a hospital you don't think everybody in a hospital is healthy you know people are sick there
就好像在医院里我们并不认为所有在那里的人都是健康的
So in the same way in Krishna consciousness devotees are not pure devotees but they're trying to be devotees
同样在 Krishna 知觉的团体当中奉献者并不都是纯粹奉献者但至少他们在努力成为纯粹奉献者
We have to be tolerant
我们必须容忍
If we're not tolerant then we can't expect others are going to be tolerant
如果我们自己不容忍我们怎么能指望别人来容忍呢
Lord Chaitanya says the devotee will be tolerant like the tree
主 Chaitanya 说奉献者应该像大树一样宽容
We have to depend on Krishna.
我们必须依靠 Krishna.
Krishna's in everyone's heart.
Krishna 在所有人的心，所有生物体的心中。
If Krishna knows what we want, he knows our desires.
Krishna 他知道我们的愿望，我们的欲望，所以他知道我们需要什么。
So if Krishna wants us to get something, he can arrange it.
如果 Krishna 想要让我们得到一些东西，他就会。做出安排。
If Krishna doesn't give us what we want, then we should know it's not good for us.
如果 Krishna 没有给我们我们想要的，我们应该知道 ，Krishna 知道这对我这些东西对我们不好，没好处。
We should know it's not important for our devotional service.
我们应该知道这些东西对于我们的奉爱服务来说不重要。
Sometimes devotees want many things from Krishna.
有时候奉献者想要很 Krishna, 从 Krishna 那边要很多东西
We have to be patient
我们必须有耐心
We don't get everything immediately
我们不是立刻就得到了一切
We have to Prabhupada wanted to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world
Krishna 正帕帕的想要在全世界传播 Krishna 知觉
But it took some time
但是却用了一花了一些时间。
There were many things Prabhupada wanted to do.
有很多事情，圣帕帕的想要做。
He wanted to build a big temple in Mayapur.
他想要在玛雅普建一个大庙。
We still haven't even begun.
但是那时候我们刚刚开始。
还没开始。
甚至还没开始，我们的运动甚至还没开始。
And Prabhupada once wanted to translate the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣帕瓦的想要翻译整部的《薄伽梵歌》
，But he didn't get the whole《
薄伽瓦坛》。
He only translated up to the 10th canto.
但是他最终只翻译到第十卷，第十篇。
So we have, but we have to depend on Krishna. Krishna, what is Krishna's mercy? We don't know what is Krishna's plan.
但是我们必须依靠 Krishna. Krishna 的安排是什么 ？Krishna 的计划是什么？我们不知道啊。
We have to just simply go on with our service.
我们只是继续的从事我们的服务。
Don't see the faults in others, but see our own faults.
不要去找别人的错， 而是要看到我们自己的错。
Depend on Krishna.
依靠 Krishna.
And depend on the mercy of the devotees.
依靠奉献者的仁慈。
The mercy of the devotees comes in their association.
奉献者仁慈来自于他们的联谊。
The chance to hear and chant with them.The opportunity to hear and chant with them.
和他们一起唱诵，一起聆听。
And to do service with them.
和他们一起服务。
The spiritual atmosphere is very important.
灵性的氛围非常重要。
And with the spiritual atmosphere, then we can be Krishna conscious. It's easy for us to be Krishna conscious.
在一个有灵性氛围的地方。对我们来说更容易培养 Krishna 知觉。
But if we do something whimsically, which is not according to scriptures, then that is not pleasing to Krishna.
但是如果我们恣意妄为，不根据经典来从事的话，这不会取悦 Krishna.
People, when people act independently and whimsically, they will not please Krishna. They will not get devotional service.
如果人就是只是依靠只是独立的率性随意的做事情的话，他们不会取悦主，他们不会得到 Krishna 知觉。
We have to follow according to the scriptures and the spiritual teachers and the holy men, the sadhus.
我们必须根据经典、圣人和灵性导师来行动。
And they all instruct the same way.
他们的训示都是一致的。
The spiritual teacher and the holy man all instruct according to the scriptures.
所有的圣人、灵性导师，他们是根据经典给予信示的。
So when we act in according to the scriptures, then we will get perfection and we will be happy.
如果我们的行动是根基于经典的这样子的话，我们的行动就是完美，并且我们会得到快乐。
But if you act your own way according to your mind and according to your material desires, you will not be happy.
如果我们只是按照自己的愿望、自己的心意、自己的物质欲望去行动的话，我们就不会快乐。
If someone thinks, "Oh, my spiritual master is not satisfying my desires,"
有时候我们会说，我们的灵性导师对我的这个物质欲望好像不满意。
I will go to another spiritual master.
我就要找另一位灵性导师。
He will satisfy my desires.
他能够满足我的欲望。
Then you will not make spiritual progress.
但是这样子的话，灵性不会进步的。
You will not get Krishna's mercy.
不会得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
We have to be patient. Everything will come in time.
我们必须有耐心，一切都会在恰当的时候到来的。
We have to know Krishna is protecting us.
我们必须知道 Krishna 在保护我们。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he tells Arjuna, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中告诉 Arjuna， 你大胆地宣布我的奉献者永不毁灭。
那 Krishna is promising that his devotee will never fall. Krishna will never forget his devotee. He will make arrangements to bring his devotee back to Godhead.
Krishna 在这里告诉我们，他不会忘记他的奉献者，他会做出安排，使他能够回归到他那边。
But devotee has to act like devotee. He cannot be whimsically. He has to act according to Krishna's instruction.
但是一个奉献者必须像一位奉献者，必须像一位奉献者要根据经典去行事。
Then he's actually devotee.
这样才是一位真正的奉献者。
Don't think just because we are chanting the holy name, I'm devotee.
不要以为我们唱诵圣名就是奉献者了。
Impersonalists, Mayavadis are also chanting the holy name.
那些非人格主义者 Mayavadi， 他们也在唱诵圣名。
Chanting with material to the desire to become one with God.
他们唱诵，但是心里的愿望却是想要跟至尊主合而为融为一体。
So we have to chant the holy name with quality, without offense.
所以我们唱诵必须有高的质量。
If we disobey the order of the spiritual master or blaspheme the Vaishnavas, that is offense.
如果我们违背灵性导师的训示，来诋毁奉献者，这些都是冒犯。
Yeah, we have to have loving relationships with Krishna's devotees.
我们必须和 Krishna 奉献者建立爱的关系。
When we have nice spiritual atmosphere, when the devotees are happy with each other and work together, then Krishna is very pleased.
如果奉献者们相互关爱，然后一起服务，这样子的话会有一个灵性的氛围，这样子很取悦 Krishna。
We have to create a nice spiritual atmosphere.
我们必须营造一个非常好的灵性的氛围。
Very important. In Kali Yuga, it's easy for us to quarrel and argue and fight with each other.
这很重要，因为在卡利年代，人们很容易相互争吵、争执。
But we want to create the spiritual atmosphere where people all work together in harmony and love.
但是我们想要的是一个灵性的氛围，人们在一起和谐的相处，相彼此关爱。
When we have actual loving relationships, then Krishna is pleased.
如果我们实际上有了这个灵性的这样的灵性氛围， Krishna 就被取悦，对我们感到满意。
We see nice examples of loving relationships.
我们举一个相互关爱的例子。
Devotees are cooking now. Some of devotees are not able to hear class. They've gone to cook prasadam.
有奉献者在厨房里，他们在那边忙着，不能来听课。
It's a loving relationship, offering prasadam for Krishna and for the devotees.
他们这是一个充满了爱心，他们准备食物供奉给 Krishna， 让奉献者让荣耀。
And accepting prasadam is also part of the loving exchange.
接受食物。接受菩萨等也是一个爱心交流的一个内容。
Yeah, we should not say no, no, I don't want prasadam.
我们不应该说不，我不要菩萨等。
You may not want much, but you must take a little at least.
可能你不要很多，但是你必须要一点点。
Just like sometimes the devotees give flower garland.
有时候我们看到奉献者在做花环。
So I don't need flower garland. I don't want flower garlands.
所以，有时候，可能我们不需要，我不需要那个花环。
But if someone has prepared the flower garland, they want to offer, I have to accept.
但是，即使我不需要的话，有奉献者如果准备好了花环，那么我们也接受。
I don't have to wear it for a long time.
我不需要挂很久。这花环不要佩戴很久。
But I should accept it if someone is offering.
但是如果有人供奉的话，我还是给予这个花环的话，我还是会接受戴一会儿。
Because the flower garland is offered first to Krishna.
因为这花环首先是供奉给至尊主了。
It's prasadam.
这是 prasadam.
And we should accept prasadam.
我们必须应该接受 prasadam.
This is part of the loving exchange.
这是爱心交流的一部分。
Sometimes devotees also come and give me some money as donations.
有时候奉献者来，还会给我一些捐款。
And I will accept that. I don't need the money myself, but I will accept it and I will give it in some other temple.
虽然我自己不需要这些钱，但是我会接受，然后把他们供奉给其他的庙宇。
And in this way, that the people who give money to me, they get also benefit.
这样子的话，给我捐款的人，他也得到了利益。
Because we will use it for Krishna's service, to do more service for Krishna.
因为我们用这些钱能够给 Krishna 做更多更大的服务。
So also another type of loving exchange is to reveal your mind to devotee.
还有另一种。爱心交流的方法就是让我们去向奉献者揭示我们内心所想。
And to inquire about also Krishna consciousness.
去询问他关于 Krishna 知觉的事情。
That you may have some difficulty and some problem in your service, so you can ask about this.
可能我们有些困在服务中有些困难，我们可以去询问其他人。
Maybe you have difficulty understanding something you read in the scripture.
可能会有一些在阅读经典中有些疑问。
Or maybe you have difficulty in some part of the practice of devotional service.
可能在一些旅行奉献服务的过程中有一些困难。
Maybe you have a problem with some devotees.
可能跟某位奉献者有些过节。
Some difficulty to get along with some people.
不能和解相处。
We know it's not easy in the material world. It's not easy for us all the time to get along with everyone.
我们应该知道和在这个物质世界里要和人长久相处不是一件容易的事情。
So you should inquire about the, you can ask the spirit, you can ask devotees about these things, how, what to do, how to solve the problem.
我们应该问奉献者，我们应该做什么，怎么做。
This is all part of devotional service.
这都是奉爱服务的内容。
So we encourage everyone with these, we need more of these loving relationships.
我们鼓励大家，鼓励所有人能够更多的来有这样的分爱的关系，爱的关系。
At this time, some devotees have gone to Hong Kong to stay in the temple in Hong Kong.
就好像现在有奉献者，他们去香港，在那个庙，香港庙宇里。
Maybe about 40 or 50 devotees from mainland China have gone there.
可能是有四五十位大陆的奉献者去那里。
So the Hong Kong temple is providing for them, make some prasadam for them, and arrange some place for them to stay.
香港庙宇的奉献者呢，就给他们准备很多，做很多准备，给他们。准备 prasadam 给他们准备住处。
This is loving relationship.
这是一个爱心的关系。
We need loving relationships with the devotees.
我们需要跟奉献者建立一个爱心的关系，爱的关系。
And then we can appreciate devotees more.
这样子的话，我们能够更好的欣赏奉献者。
Devotees will be happy with each other's association.
奉献者。这样子奉献者在彼此的联谊中都会感到快乐。
Just to be with the devotees and speak nice words is part of a loving relationship.
即使只要跟分，只是跟分是在一起，讲一些非常甜美的话，这也是分爱服务的一部分。
To see the devotees come here from Hangzhou and Shanghai and Ningbo and different places, Lanxi, so many places devotees have come.
我们看到奉献者来自于杭州、上海、宁波、台州，来自不同的地方。
So it's very kind of them to come and spend time to be with us here.
所以大家能够来这里是非常非常好。
We thank them very much.
我们非常感激大家。
So we hope we can get more opportunity to be with the devotees.
所以我们希望能够有更多的机会能够跟奉献者在一起。
And the more we can be with the devotees, we hope we will have also, when we're with the devotees, that we will have nice, harmonious exchanges.
我们越多的跟奉献者在一起，我们会有更强的这个和谐的氛围。
Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy.
一起唱诵，一起极乐的舞蹈。
Any question?
大家有什么问题吗？就是联谊的话，我们是跟所有奉献者都联谊呢，还是有选择的联谊？
Well, ideally, we want to associate with the devotees who are in our family, within the family of Krishna consciousness.
首先呢，我们应该知道，就是我们应该和在我们这个家庭里的奉献者联谊。
In other words, those devotees who are connected within the same society.
有些奉献者他跟我们这个团体有联系。
We know that there are other societies who also preach Krishna consciousness.
我们知道有其他的这个社团，他们也传播 Krishna 知觉。
They're also devotees.
他们也是奉献者。
But there are some differences.
但是其中有些区别。
There are some differences in the how they teach and in the how they practice Krishna consciousness.
在于他们教怎样教导，怎么培怎么履行培养 Krishna 知觉方面有些区别。
So, after taking initiation, then we should expect to remain within that society and practice as they practice.
嗯，但我们启迪以后呢，就应该。在自己我们的社团里履行奉献服务，培养 Krishna 知觉。
Now sometimes people ask me if they can go to see what the other people are doing.
有奉献有人问我，有时候人们问我，他是不是可以到其他的社团里去看看他们做了什么
？So I tell them that you have to if you go there, you have to be careful.
我告诉他们，如果你们去的话，应该非常小心。
Because certainly they're not going to do everything the way we do. There will be differences.
因为毫无疑问，他们做的肯定跟我们有些区别。
And you may be influenced by them.
那么，你就可能受他们影响。
So.It is not recommended that we go and associate with other people outside of our own society.
因此，和那些在我们社团之外的去到那些我们社团之外的分子那里呢，并不是被推荐的。
It is better that you simply try to associate.Within your own society, with people who are connected in the same movement.
所以呢，最好就是在自己我们自己的社团里，跟有跟同一个运动有关的奉献者联谊。
Now, if you don't have people, if there's nobody there in your town, then that's a problem.
如果在你所居住的城市里。城镇里没有其他奉献者的话，那可能是一个问题。
Then how will you? Who will you associate with?
那么你和谁联谊呢
？Well, one thing you can do is with the internet, you can associate with devotees. If you have a computer, you can go on the internet.
那么有一个方法就是，通过互联网跟奉献者联谊，通过电脑可以。
It's not quite the same.
并不是总是一样的。
Much better if you have people to associate with directly, not just simply indirectly on the internet.
当然情况有所不同，就是如果身边没有奉献者可以亲身联谊的话，那么可能通过采取这个间接的通过网络间接联谊。
Another thing you can do is you can try to make some devotees yourself. Try to bring some new people.
另一件可以做的事情就是说，尝试着去培养新的奉献者，带新人。
Try to bring some of your family into Krishna consciousness.
把你的一些家人呢，变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Or some of your just people who you work with or mix with.
跟你相处的人，跟你一起工作的人，使他变成奉献者。
and try to create an association of devotees.
努力去创造奉献者的联谊。
But if you go to another society to associate with them, then you're losing your connection with your original family.
但是一旦我们去其他社团去获取联谊的话，这样子的话，渐渐的就和你我们原来的这个家庭失去了联系。
And you start to you will do things differently. You think to do things another way from the way we're teaching.
那么就会做不同的其他的方式来做事情，跟我们教导的不同的方式来做行事。
Just like within our society, some people want to get second initiation.
就好像在我们的社团里，有人想要得到第二次的启迪。
Now Prabhupada says this is not very important. The first initiation is important.
圣帕帕的说，其实第二次启迪不是很重要的，第一次启迪是很重要的。
The first initiation can take you back to God.
一次启迪，第一次启迪就已经可以把我们带回灵性世界。
The second initiation is a qualification to do some service for the deities, like cooking or deity worship.
二次启迪只是就便于我们做一些对神像的服务，比方说崇拜神像，为神像烹饪这样。
Now we don't have any proper temples in China.
现在我们在中国没有正式的庙宇。
Of course, here some deities are here. We're worshiping the deity.
当然，这里有神像在，我们崇拜神像。
But we're not worshiping an according to the actual standard which we have in a temple.
但是我们并不是按照一个正规的庙宇的标准来服务的。
Because actually, you should wear the devotee dress.
因为如果正式的话，我们必须穿上奉献者的服装。
Yeah, put on a sari and dhoti.
穿上纱丽，穿上 dhoti.
You know, I was thinking this morning when I was doing arti, I had, you know, a lot of clothes on.
比如说早上的话，我们在做 arti, 但是我却穿了很多很多衣服。
Actually, you should have the dhoti and chadar. Just wear dhoti and chadar.
实际上我只能崇拜神像，只能穿上 dhoti， 然后围上 chadar。
It's not so the climate, the weather in the winter here is not so convenient, not so easy that you can do the worship.
在这里的话，到了冬天就崇拜就不那么方便。
Also, the second initiation is given to people who are fully in the mode of goodness.
同样，第二次启迪呢，还会给予那些处在完全的善良心态中的人。
We have to be in the mode of goodness to get benefit from chanting the Gayatri Mantra.
我们必须
to get any benefit.
Oh. 我们必须使自己完全处在一个很善良形态当中，从中来得到好处。
We get in the mode of goodness by having good practice in devotional service.
我们通过很好的履行奉献服务，使我们处在善良形态。
By regularly hearing and chanting and studying the books.
通过有规律的聆听唱诵研习经典。
And then when we're strong devotees and we practice these things very carefully, then we become qualified to get that second initiation.
我们通过很好的履行这些服务，然后使自己变得非常强壮的时候呢，就能够得到二次启迪。
Yeah, we have to be clean.
我们必须非常洁净。
You know, if people are always complaining about us and telling us how dirty we are, that's not very good.
如果有人一直在抱怨我们说，我们那么脏，那么不洁净，这不好。
We have to take care to clean things, keep things clean.
我们必须非常小心，来净，打扫，来使一切都洁净，保持洁净。
And especially we clean by cleaning the heart by chanting the holy name.
尤其是要通过唱诵圣名来净化我们的内心。
By chanting the name clearly.
通过非常，小心的来唱诵。
When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the sound we should hear the syllable Hare Krishna.
当我们唱诵的时候，我们这个是每个音节的发音，我们都应该听到 Hare Krishna.
We have to learn the prayers.
我们必须学会祷文。
The Vaishnava pranam.
Vaishnava pranam.
Prabhupada's prayer, Prabhupada pranam, Prabhupada dawan.
Oh, Vaishnava dawan, Saint Prabhupada dawan.
We have to know these things.
我们必须知道这些。
This will help to purify our consciousness.
这些能够帮助来净化我们的知觉。
And we can get benefit from.Great benefit from these practices.
我们可以从这些训练中得到受益。
Otherwise, to chant Gayatri mantra will be useless, meaningless.
否则的话，唱诵 Gayatri mantra 是毫无意义、毫无用处的。
Just some Sanskrit words.
只是几个梵文的音节而已。
But you will have great difficulty in pronouncing.
而且如果你们唱诵起来会很难唱很难念
If you cannot even pronounce Prabhupada pranam and the songs we sing how will you ever pronounce Gayatri mantra
你们甚至有的还不能很好的唱诵圣帕帕的祷文那么更何况是 Gayatri mantra 曼陀罗呢
So better you concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna.
所以最好的办更好的话是把自己专注于唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗
And do service.
同时做服务。
那么刚刚
谈
到好多人到那个另外那边去那边起点过的，那么他们是不是也是冒犯那个起点故？起点故冒犯以后，他们会。
Well, they have certainly there's some etiquette there that they, once they take initiation, they should be faithful to the guru.
当然有些一些规定就是说，一个人他起底以后，他必须对聆听导师很忠诚。
No, just like a woman, you know, if she has a husband, she doesn't go and associate with another man.
比方说一个妇女她结了婚她就不和其他的男子去联谊
So in the same way when you take initiation from a spiritual master we should be faithful we should be chaste
所以呢我们得到了一位灵性导师的启迪以后呢我们应该很真诚然后很遵守
So if somebody goes to some other spiritual master then this is not chaste.
如果有人到又到其他灵性导师那边去了呢，这不是非常贞洁。
And it's not the usual etiquette.
这不是一个普通的一个 etiquette.
Vaishnava 礼啊。
Vaishnava 的这个礼。
外
是那瓦的礼节，这不符合外是那瓦的礼节。
So people have free will if they want to go. The spiritual master is not going to force them to stay.
但是人们具有自由意愿，如果想要去的话，灵性导师不会强迫他留下来。
But if somebody is going to go just for some material benefit, just thinking that I want to get the Gayatri mantra, I don't think they're going to make spiritual progress by doing such things.
但是有的人是有怀着这个物质欲望去那里的，因为去那里就可以得到这个伽亚曲曼陀曼陀罗。但是我认为他们不，他们即使得到了伽亚曲曼陀罗，他们也不会获益的。
They won't chant it properly.
他们不想要很好的念诵。
They need to concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna.
他们需要的是要专注的念诵 Hare Krishna.
然后
听了
给你
回归，
我们杭州的很多人都，他刚才讲了，离开了自己的国。那么这样，无论是这个都是随便的啊，他们要走，你不一定要拉着他们。
拉不拉？
那没听了，我还讲了。那么。他在念亏心了，他们走了，他是念亏心了，他会解他吗？这个问题。
他们念 Krishna，
他们
拿了两
了，他们会解脱吗？
会解脱吗？他
deliver。
哦，解脱。
Because they are still chanting Hare Krishna。
Well, we have to see. We have to see how they do in their devotional service after going there.
我们必须看他去了那里以后。他的奉献服务怎么样？
They give up one teacher to go to another. They can give up that teacher also and go some other place again.
他们放弃了一位老师，到了另一位老师那里。同样，他们也可以放弃这位老师，到另外一位领导师那里。
They'll never be satisfied.
因为永远不会满足。
哦，在这里不能解的啊！我就带着这个问题了。
嗯。啊。
有奉献者把那个 Gayatri Mantra 在网上、啊、用文字的形式发布了，那能看吗？
What is the benefit? You're not going to get any benefit from it.
看这 Gayatri Mantra 的话，这样看 Gayatri Mantra 有什么用？我们不会从这个 Gayatri Mantra 里得到任何益处。
You have to hear the Gayatri Mantra from the spiritual master.
我们必须从灵性导师那边聆听到，这个伽亚曲曼陀罗，
伽亚曲曼陀罗什么意思？
真的不敢看，
看可以，就是没什么用。
不敢看，
就好像几个普通的梵文。
什么叫那里要进来的？
他那个里面
正在
灵性导师内心给传下来。
应该是从
灵性导师
传
的。Power of Gayatri Mantra is passed down from spiritual master's heart into the disciple's heart. So there's no use.
You can only see the words. Yes, there's no use. The words, you can see the words in Prabhupada's books. Some parts of the Gayatri Mantra are in Prabhupada's books.
在圣帕帕的书中其实有 Gayatri Mantra 的某部一些部分的内容，就在圣帕帕的书中有 Gayatri Mantra. They are asking what is Gayatri Mantra.
What is the Gayatri Mantra? Well, Gayatri Mantra is a mantra which is recited three times a day for meditation on Krishna.
Gayatri Mantra 就是一个就一天三次通过唱这个曼陀罗冥想 Krishna 的一个曼陀罗，就像经一样，一些经念的。
It's all in Sanskrit.
所有都是梵文的。
And it has to be chanted silently.
必须很安静的念诵这个 Gayatri Mantra。
默声的念。
默声就不发声的默念，默念这个 Gayatri Mantra。
默声的意思。
我们应该不能陌生的念，我们应该，我们声音应该出来的。Prabhupada 教我们念的方法。
我就发现有个别的人，我们在一起的，他就是默念。
我们还是
没有啊。
嗯，
这个不见。我说我们不教我们，就是用大声的念，他还叫我不要这么大声的，要小心。
声音大，力量更大。
大声
力量更大，帮我们控制我们的心意。
对，
我昨天感觉到就是大声的念出来以后，就是这
今天到这儿。
好，
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki
Jai.